Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Kentucky and a Ford Dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery. See the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series on the super fast Salem High Banks, including 2016 ARCA Daytona winner John West Townley and NASCAR Truck Series driver Christopher Bell, plus Brian Keselowski, Tom Hessert, Chase Briscoe, and Bo Lamastis. It's happening this Sunday at Salem Speedway, the Ford Dealers ARCA 200. Free weekend camping and great racing action. For tickets, call 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Rowdy Maglite Show with Rowdy Maglite here. Tonight, I'm pleased to have the ladies of ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. And our first guest tonight is the official starter for the ARCA Racing Series, and that's Denise Englund. We're going to bring Denise in right now.
Hello, Rowdy.
Hey, Denise.
How's it going?
How are you tonight? It's going great, Denise. It's good to have you on tonight, Denise.
Thank you. Thanks for asking to participate. This is a great opportunity.
Well, you know, when you and I met there at Nashville and you said that the shirts had to give permission to be part of the show, I kind of felt like that was going to be an easy thing to do. And while
yeah, I always got to check first with that.
And I understand that, you know, and I walked right over and asked Don about it, and Don was really, he was all up for it. You know, anytime that we can get the ladies involved in this sport, Denise is a great thing. And after reading and up on you, I mean, you've had a pretty exciting life for as old as you are. You started driving a race car at 15?
I did. Yes, I did. And I worked in an engine machine shop, foreign blacks and grinding crankshafts and turning flywheels. And my dad and my brother both raced, so it was my turn.
Well, Denise, so you was kind of, it all started with being involved with your dad taking you to the track.
Yeah, back when I was little, kids and ladies weren't allowed in the pits, pretty much. I mean, I think women were, but kids couldn't, so they used to sneak me back there. And then when it was, you know, time for me to be old enough, I remember I didn't even have a driver's license, and my parents had to sign papers, and that's when I began my racing career. My brother helped me work on everything and took me to and from the track, and the rest was history.
Well, when your dad wasn't getting to go, you pretty much had to do that on your own. He kind of marked your tires so you'd know exactly what to do, what tire to put on side the car. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a true story. I always wanted to drive other tracks, and my dad wasn't a big fan of that. He just wanted to stay at our home track and never go anywhere. So he said if I was going to go somewhere else, I was on my own. And I would tow myself. By this time I had a driver's license, I would take the car to work with me, truck and trailer, and then leave and go to the races. And I didn't understand handling things too much. So he just adjusted tire stagger back then and would chalk the tires, and I would change them if it was pushing or loose. And I don't know how I did it, but I had some really nice people show me what to do, and we figured it out.
Well, I you know, all that hard work, Denise, has really paid off, because you actually dropped the flag at the 53rd race held at the Lucas Oil, the Lucas Oil 250 at Daytona. So that was your first time to be at Daytona to be able to be the official starter. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was definitely a dream come true. Usually don't say dropped and flag in the same sentence, but yes, I did get to be on the flag stand at Daytona. What a dream, and it was only possible because some really awesome people believed in me and gave me a chance. And, you know, Rocky Anderson, my teammate there, and just Tom Cumbo and Robin Slaughter with the ARCA Truck Series, and Ron Drager, everybody supporting me and believing in me and made that dream possible, and we're going to keep the train rolling.
Well, you know, I was head Daytona, and I was propped up over on the wall, pit wall, and two guys was standing there beside me, and we started talking, and the one, I guess it was your husband's friend, goes, well, his wife's the actual starter. She does the flag at the flag stand, and I looked at him, and I go, wow, that's got to have some birds on it now. And he was a proud husband.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's real proud. He's actually the head official for the truck series. So he isn't working the car series with me. So he just can't fit it in his schedule. I'm very blessed to have a great full-time job. And my my work gives me the time to go do this. But I'm gonna flag for the truck series as well as the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards this year. And we'll be working together quite a bit, too.
Well, you're the official starter for the ARCA Racing Series, the car series, and you're also the official starter for the truck series. A working mother also, I assume, too.
Yeah, everybody's fed tonight and at all their baseball and soccer practices, and I just took a 7.5-mile bike ride and about ready to go start pickups again for everybody. But, yeah, I'm real blessed to be able to have a bit of who I am to get the flag and still be a mom and a wife and, you know, full-time career. It's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of people to make it happen for me, but I'm very grateful.
A mother of five from 10
yeah.
to 26, is that correct?
Yeah, my oldest daughter will be 27 this Friday, which we don't even get to have a birthday party or anything. I told her last night, sorry, no birthday dinner. I'm heading to Salem, so we'll have to do something for her when I get back. But then the rest are 14, 15, 12, and the youngest will be 11 here in June.
I would say with all you have going on officially with racing and also a full-time job and five kids, that's pretty much a that would be a full day schedule from daylight to dark.
It is. It is. I pay somebody to do my laundry, believe me.
I can imagine. Denise, have you ever actually drove a car? Have you raced it at Salem?
No, I've only raced at the local tracks here in around Ohio. I raced at, it's now Lake County Speedway, but it used to be called Painesville Speedway. I raced at Lorraine, and I actually flagged at Lorraine for 10 years, in an old track named Cloverleaf Speedway, which is long gone, and Barberton once, but no, never got to venture out. I quit racing when I couldn't be competitive anymore, and just decided to jump to the official side, and that's where I've been ever since, and there's a difference between being a racer and an official. You have a different way of thinking, and I think I've been on the official side too long. I don't think I could ever go back.
I wouldn't think so either. So we've got Salem Speedway coming up. It's the Kentucky Ann Ford Dealer 200, which is April the 24th at 2:15 Sunday. And it looks like it's a pretty decent weather.
Yeah, I checked the weather today. So, yeah, looking forward to that. I got to flag Salem last year with the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards, and grateful to get to go back, looking forward to it, and then off to Talladega in a week.
Well, Denise, I've been able to kind of hang out in the pits, started about five years ago, and my best friend is Earl Bonner. I know you know Earl there. He was raised here in Carbon Hill and says he never wants to come back to the humidity of Alabama, and I can fully understand that.
I like it,
you know,
but I'm fine with it.
I am too, Denise. But, you know, it's a long day at ARCA. People don't realize what an official goes through. Most of the time you're at the track at 7 o'clock, if not earlier. And if it's a night race, you don't get out of there till after midnight. Makes for a long day, doesn't it?
It is a really long day. I mean, at Daytona, got to the track before the sun came up every day, left when it was dark. I lived on Pizza Hut pizza because that was about the only thing I could find to eat. And didn't see too much but the track, but that's still, it's definitely worth it. Long days, but, you know, when you're with your ARCA family and they're just all great people, and the long day really doesn't matter because everybody's just so wonderful.
I tell you, they are great, great. Everybody there has just kind of always have welcomed me in as part of the group, and it's always good to see them. My biggest disappointment was the 2-month layover. You know, we started February the 13th, and it was April, the 9th before our next race. So hopefully in the schedule and next year they can push something in there on March, which would kind of take up that long space.
Yeah, that was, I agree, it was a long time. I was busy with some work to do with the ARCA Truck Series. We had a Piston and Power show, a car show up here, and some officials meetings, and so I was busy on the flip side there, but definitely looking forward to getting this busy schedule going.
Denise, do you mind taking a caller?
Yeah.
Okay, I got a caller here calling in. Go ahead, Don. You're on air with Denise Engel.
How are you doing?
Doing good. What's your question there, Don?
Denise, you ride a unicycle, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Hey, well, bring it to Talladega and let me ride around the track with it.
I don't think I can bring it on the airplane. But if we go to a local track, it's usually with me because sometimes I'll go ride around the track in the morning.
Hey, from Salem to Talladega, we just got 2 days. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I gotta come back home, and then I'm flying out to Talladega on the 27th.
Oh, okay, sorry.
That's a pretty quick turnaround right there, though. You know, you had that big layover, and then all of a sudden you've got a Sunday race, and then you've got to be somewhere Thursday morning, ready to pull everything out and get it ready to race by Friday.
Yeah, I actually originally was not going to go to Talladega because my daughter is making her confirmation. We're Catholic. That's on Saturday the 30th. So as soon as we're released from the track on Friday night, I'm heading back to Toledo to get back home. I got to be at the church by 6 p.m. on Saturday night. So I'm on the run.
Well, you know, Denise, you should be used to that. Working, everybody with ARCA Series pretty much is on the run. They've got several things they have to do, so it keeps everybody on their toes all day long.
Oh yeah.
Hey Don, I appreciate you calling in. Thanks for asking your question, Don.
Hey, you're more than welcome. We'll see you in Talladega.
All right, my
Thanks,
man.
Don.
We'll see you in Talladega. Denise, we've got 5 days to Salem. And I tell you, everybody at the office has been real receptive. They said ticket sales was up. They've got actually 2 days of camping that is free. And, you know, to find free camping anywhere, it's kind of hard to come over it. At a track.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
You know,
I haven't camped in a long time.
Well, we're getting ready for Talladega weekend. You was talking about your daughter's birthday Friday. My son's is today. And that is something that we started in 92 going to Talladega as a whole family, and it kind of evolved into just a son and a dad's weekend. It's better than Christmas because it comes twice a year, and we both are always there, and we get to spend at least 3 good quality days together.
Oh, that sounds real special.
Well, you know, Denise, it's a awesome, you know, racing family is a great sport because fishing is a great sport for the simple fact that, you know, it brings families together, just like in ARCA. There's several dads and sons that are racing, like the Praters and the Murkowskis. And, you know, you get to see that. And I always try to encourage people to bring their kids out. The best part about ARCA is you can actually get one-on-one with a driver, have an autograph session, and you actually get to see and shake the hands and talk to the drivers and the crew members that you don't get to do on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. That's one of the things that I love about it is the personal touch that that it has and the connection to the fans. I like to spend a lot of time seeing the fans. I have some stickers that I hand out to the kids when I see them in the stands, and that's definitely a real special part of the job.
Well, Denise, you give me a little sticker that you hand out, and you know what, my downfall, I appreciate the sticker, but you know what I didn't do? I forgot about there was four others I needed to remember. So when you come to Talladega, you remember to bring me four more of them stickers because I can't give out without giving all five.
I have a pocket full everywhere I go, so not a problem.
I couldn't look. When I walked away there, I'm like, damn, I forgot to get five of them. I was four short. Denise, listen, anything else you'd like to add to this? I want you to give you time to tell everybody where they can reach you on social media. But tonight was, to me, it's kind of special to be able to have some ladies that actually work and perform in the sport. And it's a story that we hadn't heard a whole lot of. And when I'm amazed at some of the other ladies, and I'm going to try to have some more on as we go. I want to try to make this kind of a regular thing to have the ladies of ARCA that work in the sport.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. I think I really appreciate you having me on tonight. I'm on Facebook. It's Denise Dasik Engel. And I'm on Instagram. I think I'm Flag Girl 21. 21 was my number when I raced, and my dad's number. My brother was number 43 when he raced. And I think I'm on Twitter, but I don't remember how to work it. So I can flag. I'm just not very technologically advanced in that area. Appreciate you taking the time and your support for the ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. And looking forward to seeing everybody at the races real soon.
Thank you, Denise, and looking forward to seeing you at Talladega there.
Thank you. Safe travels, everybody.
Thank you.
This spring, NASCAR returns to Richmond International Raceway. We're going back to our roots with 3 days of fun-filled racing. The on-track action starts Friday, April 22nd, and continues all weekend long. Kids get in free to pole day on Friday and the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. And then on Sunday afternoon, it all culminates with the Toyota Owners 400. Lock in your tickets today at RIR.com and get ready for a 3-day weekend like no other. It's NASCAR at RIR, and you've got to see it.
All right, we're back now. I'd like to welcome everybody back. Denise, thanks for coming on. It was a pleasure to have you. And Don? Hey, Don,
yeah.
Do you think you could ride a unicycle?
Well, I could attempt to anyway. It'd be funny. It'd be a funny video.
All right. Don, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to move on to my next caller. All right, I'd like to welcome you to Rowdy Maglite. How are we doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Crystal?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Crystal. You're on the right number there. Tonight we've got our second guest is Crystal Bates. She's a crew chief and tire specialist for the Hicks Motorsports number 2 car. And I'd like to welcome you to the show, Crystal. Nice to have you on tonight.
I appreciate you having me tonight.
Crystal, you're a uni graduate, isn't that correct?
Do what?
You're a UNA graduate?
Yes, sir.
And you've been in the sport, what, you said you had started school, what, in 2009, which actually got you started. What got you started into motorsports, Crystal?
Well, I was planning on going to school in North Carolina, and I met two guys. I worked for Wayne at a grocery store. They had a show car, and they told me that I could come up and see if I wanted to actually do this stuff. And, well, I started working there and sorting nuts and bolts and sweeping up the shop. And next thing I know, it's 7 or 8 years later now, and I'm still here.
Well, Crystal, I've seen you in action. You're a hard worker in the pits. Wayne Hickson runs a great team there. You know, he has nice equipment. The cars look good. You're responsible for just one car. Is that you've got the two car that's your responsibility, isn't that correct?
No, we're just down to one car. It's kind of a lot easier now.
Well, you've been a yeah, it's tough, isn't it, Crystal, running through.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've been a tire specialist at Salem Speedway. Do y'all run the interliner?
Oh, no. At the short tracks, we don't run the interliners. The only time we run interliners is at Super Speedways like Pocono, Talladega, places like that.
Crystal, when you set up those tires, is the interliner, what's the pressure on the interliner versus the outer liner?
Well, the interliners are always 15 pounds over. Air pressure
wise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 50 pounds over.
15.
So, you know, at Salem, you're going to have Steve Fox. Was he your driver at Nashville?
No. We had Brad Smith at Nashville. And
that's right.
We were doing. The last race that Steve Fox drove for us was at Daytona.
That's right. Daytona's where Steve. I know that I had seen Steve at the track. I had forgot about that Brad drove for y'all at Nashville. I had Brad on the show, I believe it was the week before Daytona. Him and his crew come on. Great guy. Brad's lucky to be able to walk again after that crash at Daytona last year.
Oh, yeah. That was a really scary crash.
How'd you like working for Big Bill Venturini?
It was a really good learning experience. The reason I worked with him, I think it's about go now, but Wayne, he was going through some treatment for his prostate cancer, and I went over and asked the Venturinis if they would mind if I come and work with them for a couple races, and Big Bill Venturini, he said yes, and I worked with him a couple short track races, a couple speedway races, and actually got to go to Victory Lane with him at Pocono that year, which was a very awesome experience, and I really appreciate them letting me come work with him those races.
Bill brings a lot of nice cars to the track also. I mean, he brings 4 to 5 cars, and they're always hustling and good-looking cars also, and competitive. They're always in a competitive car. Crystal, what about the Talladega race? Are y'all going to have are y'all running an Elmore motor in that race?
No, not that I know of. But we're going to work with James Hilton, and they're going to use our new number for Brad Smith to use at Talladega.
What's your plans? You know your plans on the five-star composite body? What's your plans on that, you know?
Well, we're not planning on using it unless we have to, but as of now, I don't believe they're going to mandatory it at Daytona next year. But if they do, we'll have to get one and see how we can get it going at Daytona.
Well, you know, Crystal, at National Fairgrounds, there was a lot of rubbing and racing. And after the race was over, I kind of strolled through there to look at the cars' composite bodies, because there was several there with composite bodies, and they looked like the composite body held up really, really well.
Yeah, there was a lot of close racing. I know the first 20 laps, I was kind of holding my breath, but unfortunately we had brake problems, so we had to pull her in, and but we got that all fixed now, so we should be good for Salem.
Let's see. You've been to Salem before, because this is about your 6th, 7th year that you've been on in the racing. What do you think about Salem?
Yes, sir. Salem is a pretty good track. It was actually the first full, you know, race I went with Wayne to in 2009. I skipped my day of high school to ride with him to Salem and got to, you know, see Ken Schrader and all them guys and Frank Kimmel, and it was pretty an awesome experience. So Salem kind of means a little more than just the racetrack to me.
Well, Crystal, you got Salem, which is going to be the 24th this weekend at 2:15 Sunday. You're going to finish that race, probably be packed up and ready to go before midnight, and then you're going to have to head towards Talladega. At least you've got to be focused on moving that way Wednesday afternoon.
Well, fortunately, we can get back here Sunday night and be ready, get the car unloaded, and start work, cleaning it up. And then Talladega for us is only about a 2 or 3 hour drive, so we don't have that far to travel. And we'll probably leave here Thursday morning and get there to unload and all that kind of stuff.
Crystal, what does it take? We have 18 asphalt tracks and 2 dirt tracks. What does it take to get a car that's raced a dozen or more races on asphalt to turn around and race on dirt at DeCoin in Southern Illinois?
Well, we have a few little things that we do to them, and our cars are pretty good on the dirt. We just have to get a driver that can drive on the dirt. But the first couple years I started out with Wayne, we had his son, Ron Hawk, driving. And the first year, he finished 2nd to Parker Slingerman. And then the 2nd year, he got a car when he was leading almost every single lap. But that's the thing that kind of happened in racing, I guess. And but just changing the spring packages and gears and little stuff like that.
Well, you know, when you get there, when you get to the track, you can try to be as prepared as you can, but usually when you get there, you pretty much have to strip the car down and start all over, get teched out. It takes all day. You know, it usually takes all day, but, you know, like Nashville at the fairgrounds, you had a one-day show. That's pretty hard to get in. That makes for a long day, don't it, Crystal?
It sure did, and we were kind of a little behind at Nashville because we were planning on running with another car, but that didn't work out, so we had to kind of bust our butt getting this car ready. So we had a little couple bugs, you know, that we had to work out with this car. And we hadn't ran this car since Winchester last year. So, and it seemed like they were going pretty slow through tech all day. So that made it even worse. And we missed the first practice, and which kind of hurts a little bit, but nothing really you can do about how fast tech goes.
Well, you know, on a two-day journey like Talladega, you got Thursday and Friday. With the race being on Friday, it makes for a long day on Thursday, but you're not as pushed for time. And sometimes it gets rough getting those cars through tech, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, we don't have that much problem getting our cars through tech, but you also have those cars that have a lot more money that try to push the rules, and it makes it kind of longer wait for them going through tech than it does for a team like ours or some of the lower budget teams.
Well, I've seen it, Crystal. You know, some of them, like you said, try to read what's in between the rules and get there. And it usually makes it rough on the smaller teams to get through. Crystal,
oh, yeah.
I know you always have your, seems like you have your mom there with you. Is that correct?
Yeah, she tries to go to as many races as she can. And then my dad, he gets to go to Talladega with us and Nashville, the close one. And I believe he wants to go to I believe it's DeCoin this year that's going to be under the lights, the second dirt race. That should be really interesting, too.
Well, I'm hoping to go to DeCoin. That's on my list of the ones I'm going to. It's kind of going to be kind of tough for me to make Salem this race, but I'm going to be at the final race where they're celebrating the 100th race at Salem. That's pretty awesome for ARCA Racing Series to be there on the 100th.
Yeah, it should be a pretty good race at Salem. It always is. Definitely the second one underneath the lights. Seems like there's always a lot of tempers flaring after.
It always makes for close racing. Well, Crystal,
oh, yeah.
I know your parents are proud of you. You know, you're a graduate of UNA, and you got through there. Now you're a crew chief for Hickson Motorsports. And I just appreciate you coming on and being part of the Ladies of ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. And I hope to have some more. I was telling Denise I want this to be kind of a regular thing to keep picking up the other ladies during the season. I've got two more lined up for a couple, maybe after Talladega weekend. And I appreciate it. I'm going to let you, you know, I always give everybody time to tell where you reach you on social media, so you can do that now. And I appreciate it. I know you're limited on time, Bert, so I appreciate it.
All right. You can just follow me at Crystal Base on Facebook. And then, also, if you would like to follow Hickson Motorsports on Facebook and Twitter. And then another thing I would like to do, I would like to thank Wayne Hickson for team Destiny and Blake and Wesley get into this for Team Crystal.
Crystal? I know I'll see you at Talladega in the pits, but hopefully Sunday we'll all meet out there on Sunday in front of the big screen on the infield like we did last year or 6 months ago, which is better than Christmas. Talladega comes twice a year. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in Talladega, and thanks for being part of the show tonight, Crystal.
All right. Thank you for having me. I'll see you soon.
Thank you, dear. All right. That was Crystal Bates, crew chief for Wayne Hickson Motorsports, the number two car, which this weekend at Salem will be drove by Steve Fox.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't. While watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR. You can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the Geico 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.
All right, we got next up is we're going to get the weather forecast down on the lovely beaches of Panama City. And up next is Patchy Groundfire. How's it going down there, Patchy?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the weather here is beautiful. It's a fantastic week. We've only got a slight chance of rain. It's coming in Thursday night into Friday morning. It's going to be gorgeous. The highs are going to be in the 80s. The lows are going to be in the 50s. And the water temperature is 75 degrees. If you want to come down and have a good time, we've got the Cajun Fest going on down here this week. We've got all kinds of stuff going on. It's crawfish eating time, low country boils, shrimp, crabs, and oysters. It's a seafood diet. If it comes out of the sea, we eat it. Come on down. And I want to ask you right now, if you're really, really broke and you don't have any money, Ronnie, what would you do?
I'd come to Panama City, brother.
Yeah, but you look up in the sky and see if there's any change in the weather. That's what you do. Come on down. The weather's gorgeous. We're beautiful and wish you were. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Patchy. Talk to you next Monday night, brother.
Yes, sir, we'll be right here.
This spring, NASCAR returns to Richmond International Raceway. We're going back to our roots with 3 days of fun-filled racing. The on-track action starts Friday, April 22nd, and continues all weekend long. Kids get in free to pole day on Friday and the Xfinity Series race on Saturday. And then on Sunday afternoon, it all culminates with the Toyota Owners 400. Lock in your tickets today at RIR.com and get ready for a 3-day weekend like no other. It's NASCAR at RIR, and you've got to see it.
All right. That was Patchy Groundfog with the weather of beautiful Panama City Beach. If you've never been there, it's time to go there. All right, folks, like I was telling you earlier, we got Salem Speedway coming up April the 24th. At 2:15, it's a Sunday race. It's the Kentucky and Ford Dealer 200. We're going to we're fixing to open up to the North Park and talk to some folks over on the North Park, why they camp in the North Park. How about you there, camper? Are you there? I don't think we got that caller on yet. No. All right, we still got we're two races in. We had John West Townley winning the Lucas Oil 250. And then we had last week, we had Fairgrounds, Josh Williams winning the second race. And this week, which is 5 days away, we're headed to Salem. How about you, Don? You there now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. All right, Don. You camp in the North Park, isn't that right, Don?
I sleep somewhere. I don't know what park it is.
If you're over there near the rowdy bus, it's the North Park.
Is that the North Park? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I just know I sleep somewhere.
You got a camper, Don, or do you do a tent?
I do a tent, I guess.
Unless you don't
sleep in your bus. That calling kind of looks like the long forecast is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good so far.
If you can believe 12 days out, it looks good. It looks like it's going to be in the 80s with some days have a slight chance of rain, but, Talladega, you never can tell. The last two races, we've had great weather the last two races.
We have. It's been nice down there. But after probably about Friday, everybody will probably stink.
Well, that's what you got that shower house for, Don.
Yeah.
So you're going to be delivering pizzas, Don?
I'm delivering pizzas down there. Yeah.
Where do you get your pizzas at? Where do you go get your pizzas?
Carpinetti's over in Moody, Alabama.
What'd you say the name of it was?
Carpinetti's over in Moody, Alabama.
I've had their pizzas. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty decent.
What's your plan for that weekend, Don? When you plan on getting there?
Wednesday morning.
What's your plans for arrival?
I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, something like that. When's the garage open? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
I plan on getting there Wednesday. I think the credential office for ARCA opens up Thursday morning.
Oh, it doesn't open Wednesday?
You know, Don, I hadn't really checked that. I think last year it opened Thursday. I'm not 100% sure on that. You having your mechanics license, I'm sure you might be able to get in there on Wednesday.
I don't have a mechanics license.
You didn't get it this year?
No, I didn't get it this year. Just going to two races doesn't justify.
Yeah.
So I didn't get it this year. But,
All right, Don, what about anything else you want to tell us about the North Park there before we get off?
Well, I don't know. A lot of things happen up there in the North Park. A lot of stuff goes on down there that it stays down there.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. It stays there until it hits Facebook. I'm going to bring in my next caller. I got Luke Hurd calling from down in Central Florida. Hey, Nick, how are you tonight?
Hey, Rowdy, how's it going, man?
Going great, Nick. Just kind of moving along here. I'm glad you was able to call in tonight. I guess you seen my post, and I was going to let the folks of North Park have a shout-out tonight. Some folks think you should camp on the infield, and some think you should be on the west side park, but I like it over on the north side.
Well, I tell you what. I mean, for me, hell, I work Monday through Friday, dark to dark. So Talladega, just going to Talladega for the week I'm there is like my spring break every year. So, I get it with the infield and all that. You pay all kinds of money and you're down there. But I tell you what, freeze for me. And I've ventured around both the infield, both the North Park, and, I don't see a big difference other than there's a lot more money flowing around that I ain't got my hands on in that infield. But the North Park, they say at Talladega, Talladega is more than a race. More than a race is Talladega. And that holds true. I mean, it is way more than a race. Anybody who lives in northern Alabama that's never been, I don't know how. Because it's just something you got to do and experience. And the North Park is where it's at. I've been camping there for 7 years now, and we have a ball. I mean, it's nuts up there. You hit that back road over there by I-20. That's where all the crazy stuff is. I mean, I know of a few spots in that North Park where it's pretty nuts. But I mean, you see some of the weirdest, some of the craziest things. But you know, we got people that every Sunday morning before the race, you could bet on them to have some Bloody Marys up for anybody who needs them. Because I mean, we go all night over there. It never slows down. There's some people that haven't had it until sunrise.
You know, Nick, there's only one restriction that holds over there, and they try to stick by it, and I'm glad they stick by it. And their only restriction, and, you know, we get to talk to them. When we get there on Wednesday, we get to talk to the cops because they got a little time. There's not as it's not as crowded on Wednesday night. And that what they emphasize the most is the only have fun, and the only thing we're going to get riled about is fighting. And you can't blame them. Fighting leads to something else that nobody wants to see. And that's the only rules. You can stay up all night. I've actually woke up at 5:30 in the morning and walked out and to the campfire, and somebody be sitting in a chair you don't even know, and he looks at you, or they'll look at you and go, "Do you know where my camp's at? I'm lost." And that's got to be a bad feeling. Be out all night and not know where you're camping. And you can get dazed and confused like that, can't you, Nick, with all the campers and all that's going on during the night?
After a while, after you've had so many and God knows what you've been drinking all night, yeah, it's very realistic. I've woke up, my own girlfriend at the time, she's not known where she's been after a few hours. And, I mean, this is part of it. I mean, as long as you got good friends, I mean, everybody's good there to hang out with. Everybody, you can walk up to anybody's camper, tent, whatever. Like, hey, you got a beer? Yeah, sure. You want two? You know, so it's really a good time, and it really is a family there. Over the last 7 years, me going at least, you know, to the spring race, if not the fall race, I've gotten to know so many people, and I've made tons and tons of friends where it's literally I have another family in Alabama, in Talladega, and it's more than a race. It's Talladega. It's what it is. And, you know, I look forward to it every year. I look forward to it the day after I leave. You know, I get back down here to the real life in hot, sunny Florida and go back to running across a roof with shingles. So, you know, it's a good time, and there's so many good friends. I've met so many great people, and, you know, now I'm sitting here. This is my last full week before Talladega. I'm working 2 days next week, and guess what? I'm hightailing up there Wednesday morning with my mom, no less. How about that? My mom's coming up there again, third year in a row. You know, and she's got four wild boys, three of my buddies, you know, coming up there. So we're all about having a good time. And, you know, the race is a bonus. You know, that's the race on Sunday is just an added bonus. You got three races, free camping. I mean, what more do you want? You're not going to get that at a three-game series for baseball or hockey or, you know, anything like that. And it's, I mean, I have great seats on Sunday. I have great seats Sunday and Saturday. And the ARCA race, which is always full of all kinds of excitement. I love the ARCA race. Probably one of the best races of the weekend. But, I mean, I have great seats, and I pay less than $200 a year to renew three tickets with free camping and, you know, the free concert every Saturday night down there. So it's you get your bang for your buck, and you have a damn good time doing it. You know, you may wake up Sunday morning with some kind of hangover, but the walk to the track will get you awake and up and at 'em after you have some Bloody Marys.
Well, you know, Nick, my whole deal is the whole time it's called CCR. It's called camping, cooking, and racing. It's not just racing. There's camping, cooking, and racing. And it's really, you look at it this way, 2 weeks out of a year, you have a completely different family. It's like a big family reunion. And it's a wonderful time when you get there. You know, you spend the first day and a half welcoming everybody. And then after the race, you know, it's pretty much, hey, packed up, sorry, we'll see you in 6 months, but we're back. You know, it's better than Christmas. Talladega comes twice a year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily last year I was able to do it twice a year. I drove from Central Florida in the fall, mind you. I drove from Central Florida up to Talladega. Now, that's 8 hours each way. I did that in a weekend with my wife. I said, you know what? I miss our gang up there, and you know what? Let's just go up there. Friday night after work. She didn't even get off work till 6 o'clock that evening. we ended up driving up there. Didn't get up there until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We still hung out Friday night after we got up there. Hung out Saturday night. Saw the race Sunday, you know, and then drove back after the race Sunday night so I could be to work, you know, first thing Monday morning. You know, three, four hours of sleep. And it's worth it because you're just having a good time and you're seeing your Talladega family. And it's so big and crazy. It's just a good time. And you can't imagine yourself not being there with all those people every time they come around. So it's fun. That's why I keep coming back. And, I mean, I brought so many first-timers there in the 7 years I've been coming, and every single one of them have left that weekend saying, I can't wait to go back. Are we going to renew our ticket soon? You know, it's the same thing every year. Every year I bring some new guys up, and they all want to come back the next year. So,
you've got that's right. You got it. So you got some newbies coming this week. Talladega coming up.
I got a buddy of mine that's he was up there last year for his first time. He wants to go back, so he's coming up with me. And then I've got two more buddies of mine that's never been. They both never been to a NASCAR race. And I guarantee you, and I'll come find you, Rowdy, but by the end of that weekend, them two new guys are going to come up to you and they're going to say, I can't wait to see you next year because they'll be right back. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard it. It's getting old. You know, I even had a bet. I'll tell you this quick story real quick. I had a bet with a buddy of mine back when I was in the military. And he used to talk a lot of trash about NASCAR, this, that, and the other. And, you know, so finally I told him, I was like, tell you what, why don't you come out to Talladega with me? Get your ticket. We'll go out there for the weekend. And this deal will be, if you didn't enjoy your weekend, didn't have a good time, didn't enjoy the people, then I will give you back your money on our next paycheck. Well, we drove the 8 hours from North Carolina out there, and, yeah, wouldn't you know it. He's like, that was awesome, and I cannot wait to do it again. Now, he's a little weird guy, but, you know, I really don't talk with him much anymore, but he's hit me up just about every year since then asking me if I'm going. So one of these years, I expect him to be out there 1 year and be like, hey, Nick, how's it going? And be like, oh, great. You made it back. So he never got his money back, and he had a good time. And that's what it's about. That's how it is.
Hey, and Nick, hang on with us. I'm going to keep you live here with us, and I'm going to take the next caller. It should be somebody from the North Park.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Who we got here?
You got Charlie Barthel, man.
Man, oh, man, we got Charlie on the line. Hey, Charlie,
hey, what's
you.
Going on? How you doing,
man.
Nick? Man.
How's it going, Charlie?
Good. So,
you're coming, right? I mean, you're going to be there,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there Wednesday.
Good,
I'm coming from North Carolina. First-time caller. And good to be talking to my buddy, Rowdy.
Hey, good to hear from you.
I can't wait to see y'all.
How you doing, Rowdy?
I am doing excellent, Charlie. And I appreciate you calling in, Ben, and your first-time caller there. Charlie, what's your plans of arriving at Talladega in the North Park?
I'll be there probably around noonish.
On Wednesday?
And, yes, Wednesday. I'll be there. And looking forward to seeing everybody.
I think that Wednesday thing is catching on, don't you? Every year or every race, it seems to be one or two more people decide to come on Wednesday because they can't wait. They can't wait. They won't be there Wednesday.
Well, that's it. You want to get the full effect of the Talladega little thing there up in the North Park, you know. Friday or even Saturday and Sunday, that ain't long enough, man. You got to get there and mingle with your friends and get into that eating and just catching up from not seeing each other. So I look forward to it.
Hey, Charlie, right. You bring that crawfish this year?
Man, I tried to get my brother-in-law, Bruce, to bring some up, and he's got a wedding to go to. I said, man, you got to be kidding me. I said, it seems like every time we try to get this together, you come up with some kind of excuse not to bring the crawfish. So it looks like we might have to go find somebody else cooking some crawfish and raid them.
I believe that, Bruce. He just reads the newspaper and trolls for people getting married and goes and crashes weddings. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Well, one way or another, we're gonna have to do it for next spring, and Rowdy, I think we're gonna have to get our little marching club together too for next spring. You know what I'm talking about? What we talked about before?
Yes, yes, sir. We're gonna work that out. You know, we'll all get together. And we'll get that worked out for the next race in the fall.
Well, yeah, fall would work. Fall would work, you know.
Listen, we can break it in. We got Wednesday night to get it all developed and Thursday, and then we can break it loose on Friday and Saturday.
That's it. That's it. Yes, indeed. And it'll be a blast, I can tell you that much.
Well, Charlie,
go ahead, Rowdy.
Well, you used to park. You have camped in other spots, and then all of a sudden, you just decided North Park was home. Why do you like the North Park the best?
Well, no, actually, when I wound up meeting you, that was my first year going to Talladega. That was 8 years ago. Because my little man, if you remember correctly, my wife wound up dropping off one of my dogs that was pregnant at the time. And my little man right here that's 8 years old now is laying right next to me, and he reminds me every time I look at him. That's when I first started going to the races, and been seeing y'all pretty much at least once a year, if not twice a year. But no, man, I enjoy getting out there. Like Nick was saying, you know, we just see friends that we met over the years and catch up from not seeing each other or talking to each other, and we have a blast. Good eating, good drinking, and good racing.
Oh yeah.
Camping, cooking, and racing, it makes for a great Talladega weekend.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, you know, no campground is without its couple of nuts here and there. You always have a couple, you know. There's always someone, you know. There's always that guy, you know. So you may run across that every once in a while, but usually you could handle them, and even if they can't handle themselves, you know.
It's
so
it's only happened once since I've been there in 8 years. In our little area.
It might happen down the road
or something, but we all get along where we're at.
Oh, yeah. And, it's just such a good time there. And like I said, if you like the glitz and glamour of a big camper, big RV thing, you know, yeah, the infield is probably more you. But, yeah, they might call it a caveman park, but I tell you what, those cavemen know how to get down with it. They know how to get rowdy.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to give all thanks to Grant Lynch for keeping that still free. I think it's the only NASCAR event, sanctioned event, that there still is free camping, and you actually have the West Park and the North Park that's still free camping. And like Nick said earlier, anybody that lives anywhere within a 2 or 3 hour distance and looking for something to do, two races. They still have $50 tickets that's two races for $50 and go across the street and camp. The only thing is involved in all that is a lot of walking. Now, there is a lot of walking, but you meet a lot of wonderful people on the way there to the track and on the way back. Isn't that right, guys?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, and that's so true. And that goes without saying, too, you know, yeah, you get two-day race tickets for $50, and guess what? They're not on a backstretch. They're right there on the front stretch, right there on the pits. You want to see them going in turn one? Guess what? $50 will get you there for 2 days. Or coming out of turn four, you know, it'll get you there, and you could park for free. And you're right, Rowdy. It is one of the only tracks where it's free camping. I've been to many different NASCAR tracks, and I'm not saying one's better than the other, but that is one track that offers free camping. I've done it at other race tracks, and I've paid a good bit of money and still had to do the hike. You know, like I said, Sunday morning you may wake up in some kind of a weird daze from the night before, but by the time you get to the track and you hear those engines fire up Sunday morning, it's a different story. Wide awake and you get to drinking again.
You know, if you've ever hung around Monday morning, now, you know, this is our group. We clean up. I try to leave no footprint left behind. Our can, they may be a little trash on the ground, but it's usually piled right by the cans. And, you know, my deal is if they're good enough to let us camp for free, I can bend over and pick up a cigarette but throw it in the trash can or a beer can. And, you know, it's a full-time job. After the next morning, I get up with my little tweezers that reaches down and grabs the cans and the bottles and the trash in our area, and we get it all cleaned back up for the day. And, you know, I'm asking everybody in the North Park, hey, if you're there camping, they're good enough to let you camp for free. Please, Sherry, clean up after you get ready to leave. You know, the trash cans a lot of times won't hold all the trash, but, you know, if you can get an effort to get it stacked up around it, that's what it's all about.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
I want to echo what you said, Rowdy. You have to give an attaboy to Grant Lynch. I mean, I believe he's taken this track through the downfall of the economy and everything else, and to do what he's still doing today is really great. And he's bringing guys like me 8 hours away, you know, whether it's on a regular weekend or I'm coming up there for a week, still making me drive up there, you know, the 8 hours each way to go and deal with Atlanta and all that stuff and go up there. And it's worth coming back every year. It's sad to leave that Monday morning. You know, we leave Monday morning, and it's sad to leave because, you know, it may be another year before you come back, and you're just counting days. My mom's counting days. You know, this year's going to be a little different because, yes, I'm bringing my mom for a third time, but it's just going to be me, my mom, and three of my good buddies from down here, and there's no telling what kind of trouble we will or will not get into. We'll be womanless, wifeless, girlfriendless, and looking for a good time.
You got your mom to kind of anchor you down there, so that, you know.
Yeah, keep you straight.
Is that not a great thing that Nick, that your mom gets to come with you and enjoy the race with you? I mean, that is absolutely a wonderful story all of its own.
And with that, you know, I think my first Talladega race, to be honest with you, was back in 91 or 92, whatever year it was when Rick Mass was upside down in the black and white number one car. That was my first race. My parents camped there, and I don't remember a lick of it because I was stretched out asleep across three seats in the stands. So my mom always, always loved to give me hell about that. She's like, oh, you don't remember going? Because she knew how much I always wanted to go back there. And 2009 I did that in the weekend, North Carolina. Did it, left North Carolina, drove 8 hours, stayed Saturday and Sunday, and hauled butt out of there in 2009. And that was after Carl Edwards had flipped into the fence. So that was my first race back to Talladega. And seeing the way that race ended and everything else just blew my mind. And, I've been coming back every spring since then. So, and it hasn't let me down yet.
Talking about Nick, I was right there. I was right there when Carl Edwards hit the fence at the end of the race.
And just by chance, I happened to camp in the North Park. Just, I didn't know my way around. I was like, well, they got free camping, so why not? And that's what it is. I mean, if you're 2-3 hours away and you've never been and you're bored that weekend, so you shouldn't be bored anymore. You should already have plans in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I'm going to bring in two more callers. Y'all just hang on. I'm going to keep you online, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Caller, who we got here? Go ahead, caller.
Is Herb?
Hey, Herb, how are you?
All right, how you doing, Randy?
I'm doing good. I'm going to bring in another caller. You're online with Charlie and Nick.
Oh, Nick Herb.
Hey, Nick.
How's it going?
Hey, all is right. That you, Donna?
That's me. We only got 7 more days, baby.
I hear you. Well, listen, we got Herb and Donna here, and they are famous for their Bloody Marys on Sunday morning, and I'm going to tell you, it looks like a buffet bar for a Bloody Mary.
Amen.
That's right. We got a Bloody Mary bar set up on Sunday. Donna's world famous Bloody Mary bar.
In the North Park.
And it,
North Park, right,
it, and
right in front of the entrance to the race.
What, hey, Herb and Donna, tell everybody why y'all camp at the North Park.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we've been coming to Talladega for over 20 years. And to us, we come there to see our family. We've met a lot of people over the years. And we only get to see them once or twice a year. And we love camping with everybody. And, you know, it's like the guy said, you can get as much trouble, as little trouble as you want.
And it's not family. It's our Dega family. We've met people from everywhere. And they just, when we leave on Monday, it's really sad. It's really sad. But we know we'll be back in 6 months.
Well, you know, and I say it all the time, Talladega's better than Christmas because it comes twice a year.
That's right.
Amen.
So what's y'all's arrival? When do y'all think y'all going to be there? What's y'all's plans
Wednesday
on arrival
morning.
Time?
We'll be there Wednesday morning, and we will leave Monday.
This is the Wednesday and Monday crew here, isn't it? Start Wednesday
and
check out Monday.
The only reason why we don't get there earlier is because I can't get off work.
Well, I can tell you the best thing about camping next to Herb and Donna, besides that famous Bloody Mary bar, is they have a Honda generator, and that thing is a whisper.
That's right. You can't hear it. and we do. We camp right across the road from Rowdy.
And somebody each night will be cooking some kind of vittles to eat. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I lose a little weight.
We're not responsible for our actions.
Well, we give Grant Lynch a shout-out and appreciation for NASCAR for still having free camping, and that's a bonus. So, you know,
that's right.
To be able to come out and drag a camper. You can't set, there's very few places anywhere that you can park a camper for free.
That's, you got that right.
You got that right.
This is what makes this track very unique, is the fact that you do get to camp in a big camping area for free.
And here's the other thing I wanted to bring up. You know, I've been tent camping since I've been going in 2009. Now, of course, me and the wife have plans eventually to one day have our own little camper, whatever. But for anybody who's never been there, you know, you could rent a Port-a-John for not very much money for the whole weekend. You know, yeah, we're the Wednesday to Monday crew. So a Port-a-John for us is great to have right there in our campsite, you know, whether you're tent camping, camper, whatever. And the other thing about it is, you know, there's all kinds of services rolling around there the whole weekend, you know, whether you need water or ice, you know, there's people there going around selling it, whatever. Or getting your camper pumped, your RV, whatever. It's not like you're there and that's it. There's people, they've got ice, they've got water, they can pump your camper and your RV. So
hot style was right
it,
down
it
the road.
Out.
They clean out the trash cans constantly. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, all the amenities that you need. I mean, they'll do everything. Whatever you need, like they bring water around to fill your water tanks up. You know, they'll pump your tanks and everything.
Now the other part of it is,
Nick,
you can't bring your golf cart and you can't bring your four wheeler, which you don't want to anyway, because there's so many people just walking around Friday and Saturday nights. you're on your own 2 feet. You don't want to be trying to roll around in an ATV and or golf cart anyway. So, you know, that consider that a downfall or not, I don't see it being a big issue. Go out,
well,
stop at people's campers and say hello and have a shot with someone, you know? So.
And, well, and the thing is, it might be a big campground, but you are in walking distance with everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well,
walking distance to
the
dirt
the,
track.
Nick brought up the porta potties. You're able to rent one, but let me tell you, they keep those porta potties that they have out for everybody to use. They are clean. They're cleaned
yep.
every morning. You know, so you know they're freshened up every morning. They don't let them get bad. Now Sunday they are because they're gonna clean them one more time and put them back in place. But for most part, the porta potties are always clean. But it's nice to be able to have your own if you want your own.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
In the North Park, on like Friday and Saturday night, there's usually a band playing down there that's free of charge. So you go down and listen to the band.
And if you're one of these people that renew, you know, if you decide you go there this year for the first time and say you renew next year for next spring, well, guess what? Now you got a ticket to go down to the infield and go check out the free concert down there. This year it's going to be Big and Rich. I mean, who's a bigger band to throw a party in Talladega's infield than Big and Rich? You know, so every year they've got some headliner out there putting on a show, and it's a good time. You can go and experience the infield. You know, you don't want to dish out the money this year. You just want to come and check it out. North Park's where it's at. But if you decide you want to go down even further, yeah, the infield's down there, and it's, you know, it's a good time. It's a good time everywhere, but North Park is where it's at.
Right.
We, like I said, it's nothing but a good time. Everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows everybody from everywhere. If you don't show up, they're going to wonder where you are.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, you usually have a spring crew that comes, then you have the fall crew, and then you've got the spring and fall crew that you can always count on. And you know, during the spring we've got the dad and the sons that camp across from y'all. Isn't that right?
Yep. Herb, Donald. Art and his dad.
They come fall race.
Let's see, Art's from Chicago, and I think his dad lives in Kentucky. So they make quite a trip.
And, you know, they pretty much started in a little tent / pull-behind camper. Now Dad's done went and upgraded to a nice camper. And, that, you know, it seems like each year they come back, it gets bigger and better for them.
That's right.
They cook steak every Saturday night.
And one thing I want to point out, too, I mean, the people that we've met, we have probably met our best friends in the North Park. From Marty and Sandy that live in Illinois, they have gone with us on cruises and trips,
vacations,
and we met them at North Park probably 12 years ago, and right now they're our best friends.
Amen.
That's the best.
And they're coming.
Well,
this way.
I'm gonna tell you, the best part is the friendships that you build forever, and I think that y'all are included into that, into my life. That,
you're
included in that to us, Rowdy.
Y'all are going to be, everybody that's involved in this is my brothers and sisters for life.
That's right. That's why we look at you like family.
Well, you know, it's great. I'm just glad to have this little forum where tonight we could talk and praise North Park, because sometimes the North Park takes a bad rap, you know, because there's no limits except no fighting. And, you know, you can listen, if you want to stay up all night, hoot and holler, it's at the North Park. If you don't want no drinking, they've got a section where it's quiet at 10 o'clock, the generators are cut down, nobody walks around with a beer. That's everybody's choice. That's the great thing about what's going on at Talladega that Grant Lynch has got going. He's got family sections, and he's got rowdy sections. and the North Park's the rowdy section. And that's why we take the rowdy bus over to the North Park. You know, we started this in 92 with my family. And we started behind the grandstands over there in the family campground. And my wife and my daughter dropped out of the scene. My daughter was into dating and boys, and my wife just kind of got burnt out on it and left it to the dad and the son. And when Bart turned 16, we went from the family park over to the North Park, and it was his birthday, which is tonight's Bart's birthday. Today's Bart's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
We celebrated his 16th birthday in the North Park, and it was one heck of a celebration, folks. He was broke into being a man at the North Park.
Well, we got to celebrate again this year.
Well, we went from the family section to the North Park, too, so, and we haven't left it since.
And we was kind of like you, right, when we first went over to North Park. We was kind of hesitant about it because we kind of heard stories and all like that. But I'm telling you what, when we got over there, we was like, man, this is great.
I don't like change, but you remember when the two fellas got electrocuted out on the highway trying to get the tallest flagpole. They fenced that off and made that day parking, and then pushed us back to. Actually, it was a blessing in disguise because we have been in that location that we're at now ever since they moved us back, and we were some of the best people that anybody could ever want to be with when it comes to camping, cooking, and racing, and the Talladega Race Weekend.
CCR, baby.
All right, y'all. Hey, listen, anything else y'all want to add? Charlie, you got anything you want to close out on this show tonight?
I would like to say if anybody's listening from Louisiana and coming to North Park, bring some extra crawfish and come look up that Rowdy Maglite bus, and we'll pay you for it. Believe me, there's no problem doing that, but... And if anything, next spring we'll pay you back. Yes, indeed. But, I look forward to seeing y'all next week. And y'all just take care, be safe, and love all y'all, man. And have a good night.
Everybody have a safe trip.
Thank you, Charlie.
All right, man. I'll see you, Rowdy.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
I'll be there.
Donna, you got any closing things for us tonight?
Just be safe. And don't forget the booze.
Hud, you got anything tonight?
Don't forget the water, too. You got to have water.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing all of y'all, man. Just looking forward to seeing y'all, and can't wait for it to get here.
Me, too. Me too, Herb. It's always good to see you, and can't wait till next weekend. Be
That's
safe,
right.
And thanks for calling in.
You be safe too, Rowdy. We'll see you next week.
All right, sir. Thank you, Herb. All right, Don, you got anything closing on this show?
No, I don't know what to say yet. Who's still on there? Nick's still on the phone?
Done. Nick's moved on too.
Heck, everybody left before I say hello. Oh, well. Yeah. But no, I don't know what to say.
You got your chance next week. We'll see you Wednesday,
yeah,
Don. Right.
Yeah. Bright early Wednesday morning.
All right, Don. We'll see you Wednesday. Thanks, Don.
Hey, you're more than welcome.
meets the Kentucky and a Ford dealers ARCA 200 this Sunday afternoon at Salem Speedway, fueled by the Hoosier Lottery. See the cars and stars of the ARCA Racing Series on the super fast Salem High Banks, including 2016 ARCA Daytona winner John West Townley and NASCAR Truck Series driver Christopher Bell, plus Brian Keselowski, Tom Hessard, Chase Briscoe, and Bo Lamastis. It's happening this Sunday at Salem Speedway, the Ford dealers ARCA 200. Free weekend camping and great racing action. For tickets, call 1-888-2-GO-RACE.
All right, everybody. It's I give everybody that wanted to call in on the North Park a chance to call in. That was Herb and Donna, Charlie and Nick and Don, just some of the characters that hang around and stop by Camp Rally. If you're in the North Park and you're walking to the concert or walking back from the concert or walking to the race, you can't miss the bus. We'll be the ones that has the red, green, white checkered flags, yellow. We'll throw a caution. We'll red flag the race. We'll throw a green flag, and we'll put the white flag out and wave the checkered. So if you're in the area, walk by and say hello. There's always somebody good to talk to. I'm looking forward to meeting you. Can't wait for Talladega weekend. If you're in the Salem, around the Salem Speedway, hey, you got something happening this weekend at 2:15, ARCA Racing Series presented by Menards. Until next Monday night, this is Rowdy Maglite signing off, and thanks, everybody. And a big shout-out to Apache Ground Fog down in Panama City before I forget him, get him on the weather. Appreciate it, everybody. Till next Monday night, I'm Rowdy, and I'm out.
Waking up to smells of burnt rubber, smoldering campfire, and barbecue sauce. I was there. Cheering on the drivers you love and booing the ones you don't. While watching them battle the baddest track in NASCAR. You can bet I was there. Escape reality for a weekend at Talladega.
Experience the Geico 500 April 29th through May 1st. Call 877-GO-TO-DEGA or visit TalladegaSuperspeedway.com.